USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. The Senate approved the bill with overwhelming bipartisan support despite objections from some Democrats who wanted the bill with more protections. Earlier this week, the House passed its own emergency border funding package, which included stricter standards for the detention facilities, but the Republican-led Senate rejected the House bill and passed its own version without those protections. Ahead of the second night of the Democrats' presidential debate, the field has finished their walkthroughs of the venue in Miami and continues some last-minute debate prep. Candidates like Congressman Eric Swalwell from California are talking about what makes him qualified to be president.
Well, I want to be prepared but not rehearsed. I'm going to be myself. It's an opportunity to introduce myself to the country.
The debate starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on the NBC networks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
A pair of long-awaited Supreme Court rulings have been handed down, including one concerning a census question. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A controversial citizenship question will not be added to the 2020 census following the ruling by the High Court 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's four liberals. Judicial analyst Andrew Napolitano.
This is a significant defeat for the Trump administration and for the president personally, who of course wanted this question on there.
He was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, the court punted a key case involving the political process of drawing congressional districts, also with a 5-4 ruling.
A new concealed carry law takes into effect in Kentucky today. The measure allows gun owners to carry a concealed weapon without a permit or training. A California woman is dead after a shark attack in the Bahamas. A 21-year-old was snorkeling with her family yesterday when she was attacked by 3 sharks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Salt Lake City say they have a person of interest in the disappearance of Mackenzie Lewick. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown.
We executed a warrant, one of many that we have served in the missing Mackenzie Lewick case. And we will continue to do so as we develop leads throughout this investigation. I want to say that no arrests have been made. However, the owner of the residence where we served the warrant last night is a person of interest.
The woman has not been seen or heard from since taking a lift to a park after being picked up at the airport. Comedian Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal against the sex assault conviction that landed him in prison. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
Cosby complains the judge allowed testimony from other women accusers that wasn't relevant. The lawyers say the accounts from the 5 other women were strikingly dissimilar to that of trial accuser Andrea Constant and too remote in her time to the 2004 encounter with Cosby. The appeal comes after Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill, in a post-trial memo, said that their testimony showed chilling similarities that pointed to his signature crime. The 81-year-old Cosby has been serving a 3-to-10-year prison term since last September at a state prison near Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.